Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, we are into your success. We always say this. Your success is our success, and our success is your success. And your success is our success. Our success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success. There's one kingdom, one Lord, one God, one body, unified as one, advancing the King and His kingdom here on the face of the earth. This
is a beautiful
thing,
isn't it?
And that's why we want to be able to empower you in whatever sphere culture that you work in. We call them mountains. And one is the business mode, but just in general, we call them VFNKB Success Secrets. John, talk to us.
Yes,
about
this VFNKB Success Secrets from Karen McCullough, and she's giving some awesome advice to millennials, but really this advice is for everyone about how you need to approach the workplace. That's one of the things we do. We coach with a lot of folks, businesses, individuals, ministries, and people are wanting to reach deeper levels of success, but you need wisdom. And so she's going to share some wisdom, and we get back from that, we're going to talk a little bit more. Watch this.
Number one, you've got to master their way before suggesting yours. You can't get into work and you've been there 3 weeks and you want to change everything. You know, you see better ways of doing it and you're ready, because that is not cool. So when you stay at an organization, you can't begin to make suggestions for months. You've got to be quiet and look at how things are done and get a lay of the land and begin to understand the culture. You've got to begin to understand the processes and how we communicate ideas and how we make changes. Because if you come in and try to make changes right off the bat, you're going to irritate Gen X right off the bat and the baby boomers. So you've got to begin to understand how you can be. Number two, you've got to be a sponge. You've got to be a sponge. You've got to learn how to absorb, how to listen, how to look, how to see how things get done. You've got to look and figure out how ideas are communicated before you start to make evaluations. And you have to invest in yourself before you expect us to invest in you. And what does that mean? That means learning products, understanding them, doing your homework at night, maybe volunteering to help with a conference, maybe giving a presentation. You've got to begin to step out of what's expected and do some things that are not expected in order to grow. If I see that you're investing time in you, I'm going to invest time in you. But if I don't see that, probably you're not going to get my time. So it's a two-way street. So we have to begin to look at our career and say, where can I give if I'm expecting things back? And you've got to be committed to your career, and you have to be a strong ambassador of the brand. If you've got smart friends out there that you think would do well here, you've got to talk the company up and you've got to be an ambassador to the brand, okay? I believe that we all have biases from our experiences, from the way we were raised, from our parents, from the times, from technology. You begin to look at that, and sometimes we have to be more aware of those biases, because I notice that millennials don't talk to me until they find out what I do, and then they want to do it. So I'm on a lot of airplanes, and I don't get that eye contact. I don't get it. So it's a two-way street where we all have biases. So somehow we have to work through those, and we have to begin to see people as people. And we have to see them and listen and ask questions and understand where they're coming from.
These are some real good success secrets, and I encourage you to go to her site.
Yes.
We have that for you available right there, and to learn more about that.
Karen McCullough.
So you're thinking right here, the first one she talked about is you have to master what?
Their way.
Not your way.
No, their way.
Right.
Before you suggest your way, yours.
Does anybody do that? I mean, it's like today, it's like the first thing they come in is bulldoze everything. Oh, this is how I think.
You just got hired, you know what I mean? And so there's a bit of humility here that needs to be present.
You're becoming a part of them. They're not becoming a part of you.
That's right.
Maybe down the road, but at this point, you're joining a vision. You're joining a team. You're joining whoever
did
all the hard work to establish this particular
thing. You're folding their vision. You didn't start a new vision. You're part of their vision.
There's more than one vision. That's called die.
Die vision.
That's right.
Okay. So that's important. That's step number one.
That's good.
Step number two is you have to be a sponge.
Please.
And that again, it has to do with some humility and learning and the ability to say, listen, I don't know everything, so I need to glean from the people that are there, from those who have other experiences, so that I can learn.
Right.
A lot of times people come into a new business, ministry, establishment, and they think that they have everything. Mm-hmm. You don't.
Right.
This is the beginning of your education.
Right, right. It's so good. And so, you know, take a note, you know, write things down. You have one note that can go with you everywhere. There's all kind of different things you can
Absolutely.
Do. Absolutely. We talk about how to do that at VFNKB.com. Find out some more details. What's another one?
Number three, you have to invest in yourself before we invest in you. It's important, right?
Please, yeah.
Invest, study, learn, be an avid learner, and invest on your own time, not on the company's time. So, you know.
Which means, you know, you want to do well. I mean, you'll stand out.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time, but you'll stand out if you do these things.
That's where the promotions and raises go to.
They're looking for somebody to promote, to put in places. It would be you if you invest in yourself. That's so good.
Number four, you have to be committed to your career, which means that you are showing up, you know, you're a team player. And you're taking on new assignments, and you're just ready to be part of the team.
Not committed to the weekend, not committed to Friday night, not committed to your vacation, not committed to the water cooler talk, not committed to your coffee, committed to your boss's coffee.
That's right. That's awesome. That's right. Number five, you have to be an ambassador of the brand. So if you work at Coca-Cola, you are not drinking Pepsi, okay?
Right.
Look, you know, the owner, the business, they don't want you carrying on some other vision. They want you to talk about what they're paying you to do.
And don't even be talking about it. What are you doing talking about some other company up the York? What are you doing?
Exactly.
Right? You're like, well, I don't know why I got fired. Well, he saw
that
conversation.
Yeah, it's a quick way to get an exit strategy.
Right,
Number six, this is good. Work through biases and see people as people. Connect and relate. Which means they'll come in with some, you know, preconceived idea of how other people are. You're going to be working in this environment with older folks, younger folks.
And biases, until you actually know other things, you are biased towards what you know. So you have to realize things exist outside
your
mind. God exists outside of you. I mean, he can be in you as a believer, but every knowledge is outside of you. And so you got to learn and move your way. I'm fixing to come to an end right here. But this is a very good points. I want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts on these, and also get with Karen, you know, and talk
McCullough.
And find out what she has to offer you. And these points that she's given is so powerful that we're talking about. And you can find out more at vfnkb.com. We have a free book for you. It's Success Secrets, to be able to help you, the secrets to your success. You have to fight. It's not a physical fight, but it is a fight. It's a mental, emotional, spiritual. Your soul's got to fight. And so we have that. It's a free book for you. Sign up for your free copy. The
pre-release.
Pre-release is coming out, and you can get up, sign up for your free copy of that. We're excited about it. And comment below. Let us know your thoughts. Right now, I just want to pray for you and ask God to bless you. Father God, we ask a blessing over our audience. Father God, give us wisdom with these driverless cars and technologies happening. Lord, help us to understand manifest destiny and the destiny of the digital divide and what we're supposed to do. And I just bless our audience right now. I speak healing over them. I speak health over you. I speak right now over your relationship that you've been struggling. I speak struggle go away, strife go away, order come in. I just call in your prodigal children from the north, the south, the east, and the west back to God, not just to you, to God. And we call them back in, and we just declare by faith right now in Jesus' name that abortion has ended in America. Supreme Court justices are conservative in America, and revival is here, and third grade awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless, and thanks for joining us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.